cloudy and love line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Love line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey everybody, it's Love Line. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Brooke Burke is here tonight. Brooke is on the cover of this month's Stuff magazine.
You're in a good mood, Adam, in spite of being out of breath.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, everything good?
A good mood?
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Took a shower.
Here's Brooke, by the way.
Good to see you, Brooke.
I really am here.
Good to see you again.
It's great to be back.
I don't know what it's been. A year and a half?
It's been a long time.
Over a year, but not 2 years, right?
It's been too long.
Way too long.
Way too long.
So, Brooke is... Well, actually, first let me compliment you on the Stuff magazine spread here. I took a good, hard look at this in the office over the course of last week. Very flattering.
Thank you. It's causing quite a commotion, actually. Everybody wants to know how in the world we pulled that off. And it's actually 14-karat gold leaf paper, real artistic paper that was sort of oiled and spritzed on me. And it's one of my favorite photo shoots that I've ever done.
Yeah, me too.
The Spluzers were quite a quiver out there.
Spluzers are the part spaz, all loser who hang out front need to have.
And there were a lot of them. I could barely make it in here. I'm like, guys, I got a job to do. You got to let me through here.
Yeah, well,
but it's all good.
They're
all Bearing Stuff magazine, so I'm like, I'll sign them, no problem.
They go nuts for the ladies.
It's always the same guys that are everywhere too, you know.
Yep. It's just
eBay tomorrow.
One day I'm going to follow those Spluzers back to the nest.
Where
and
they
then
get
we can eradicate
stuff?
Them. Yeah. Right now they're vandalizing.
Where's the queen Spluzer?
Exactly. They multiply it.
There is no queen Spluzer. That's the problem. They're asexual. Or they're unisexual. What is that, Drew? Like an earthworm. They have both genitalia.
That's true hermaphrodites.
They're true hermaphrodites. Yes.
Can you help them, Dr. Drew?
Only by killing them. They reproduce amongst each other. The magazine's on newsstands as we speak, and Brooke also hosts his TV show, Wild. Wait a minute. You hosted Wild On.
I hosted Wild On for 3 years, which was great. Now I'm hosting Rank.
Yeah, which is where you, the people, people
we,
do
we
the
list
countdown
everything in entertainment.
Yeah.
Stars, bachelorettes, red carpet moments, what's hot, what's not. It's a lot of fun.
It's nice to get off the road, right?
It is. It's great to be home. I have two kids, and it's nice to be in L.A. I just shot my first feature film, so I've been busy doing that and exploring other things in Hollywood, so that's all good. But it's great to be home.
What movie did you shoot?
It's called The Hazing.
And who's in it?
Brad Dourif. I don't know when it's coming out, but it's a horror comedy. I play a sorority girl, and it was a lot of fun, great experience, and who knows.
Where'd you film it?
We shot it in Los Angeles. So first feature
film. A film in Los Angeles? I understand.
I know.
Confused.
In the ghetto.
And you're going to write a travel book?
Yeah, you know, I had so many great experiences hosting Wild On. I've been all over the world, huge adventures and just great, great, great times, beaches, parties, once in a lifetime. And so I've put it all together in sort of a compilation of my favorite spots, how to do it, when to do it, where to go. And it's in the works.
But this is for people who want to have a good time, I mean, as opposed to like my family.
Actually, you know, this is how to have a good time with your family, by yourself, and with your friends.
Not
your family?
Not my family. But I mean, this is
where to work on that.
This is where to go when stuff's going good, right? I mean, like, is this sort of like, you know, if you go to Rio, you want to go during Carnival kind of
thing?
This
is like, yeah, where to go, when to go, and how to do it, and basically what I experienced with a collection of photos in black and whites and little memoirs and outtakes from my calendar. Not my personal photographic calendar, my like memo calendar, and basically what happened on the road, and really just the best of times that I had, and what people can experience.
And is there any place you would like to go that you did not go in those 3 years?
It's funny you said Carnival, because I did a whole show on Rio, and I had an amazing time there, and I am Portuguese, so it was nice to be able to mingle with the Brazilians and experience a little bit of my own culture. But I left before Carnival because I had another show to do, so that's something that I would like to see, because I interviewed everyone during the setup, and it's night and day for Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is kind of this crazy party scene, and Carnival in Rio is very cultural, and people really take pride in it, and their whole neighborhoods and groups really get together to make it all happen. I'd like to see that, and I'd also like to go on a safari.
Yeah.
I'd like to get wild on the wild.
Yeah, I'd like to do the safari thing, too.
And we better hurry
up.
You
never mentioned
that.
I'm just kissing ass.
That's what I thought. I don't even know what that is.
Come on, how great would it be to hang out in a tree, like in a hotel in a tree, and just watch all the wild animals? We got to do that before they're gone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That would be cool.
No, I wouldn't. You know,
with
whatever.
Your family?
But when I see the jeeps going and the rhinos charging and stuff, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
I can go for that. True, you don't buy into that.
No.
I would dig that. That's something I really want to do.
Never ever mentioned that. I'm surprised. That's all.
One time in Africa. Come on, guys.
I never mention it because it's so far out of the realm of reason for me that I wouldn't even...
Your grandma coming to Bob Warner football game.
Oh, true. Why are you twisting the knife?
You have to, really check out to do that, though. I mean, that's you got to plan it way in advance, which is tough, and you got to totally check out of the world.
Yeah. Takes
and just,
a few
weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a busy man. All right.
You got love lines today, man.
Brooke Burke is here. We'll... take some calls and start with Ryan, who's 16. Ryan?
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much.
Hi, Ryan.
What's your question?
Well, first off, I want to say I'm a really big fan of Dog Eat Dog.
Yeah, you got the wrong show.
Wrong night. That was last night's show.
That's Brooke Burns. You know, blonde hair, brown hair. Everybody does that.
Yeah, but
that's cool.
You're listening to last night's show. Because you're on a day delay. Tomorrow night, Brooke Burns will be here.
You are talking to?
Is what?
Brooklyn. Or Brooklyn Burn, right?
Oh, no.
All right, listen. No. Hey, Ryan.
Wrong first and last.
I can't stand when, this is like, what this is like? This is like pulling up to work in the morning, opening the car door, and stepping a big thing of crap.
I'm leaving.
It's worse that it's cow pie or something. Something like huge.
Do I have blonde hair?
I don't want to start. No. Well, see, she was in last night, and he is listening to last night's show,
so
it's not his fault.
You know, I got her tax returns one year. I mean, it does have. She's actually a friend of mine. She's a great girl. She's gorgeous. She's sweet. It happens all the time to both of us.
Really? You got her tax
all
returns?
All the time.
What kind of money she made? She's pulling down.
Well, I'm not going to go there, but.
This is before Doggy Dog.
I'm like,
yeah. Tracy?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
I have a problem. I cannot feel anything when I have sex.
Yeah?
Nothing.
The only thing that I can... I can feel him going in and out, but, there's no sensation with it.
No arousal.
Right.
Nothing feels good.
Nothing.
Is there anything he can do that feels good to you?
Basically, just rubbing on the outside does, but that's not even very strong.
Mm. Hmm. Any trauma?
No.
You on medication?
Nope.
You in a wheelchair?
Nope.
No.
You weren't, let's specify.
Never had a diving accident?
You were not sexually abused or physically abused?
No.
Hmm.
And do you have any medical problems?
Nope.
Was it like this with every partner?
Yeah, with everybody.
How many different sexual partners have you had?
Well, I've only had two, so.
Two, okay.
Have you ever had an orgasm?
No.
Hmm. Not brought on?
By yourself?
By yourself?
No.
Wow. You got to kill yourself, Tracy. I only say this to one out of every six or seven people who call the show.
It's not true. No.
Wow. I don't know. Have you ever tried a vibrator?
Yeah.
How's that do?
Nothing.
Just nothing. You feel, it feels like your vagina's asleep?
No, not really. If I use a vibrator, I can feel it on the outside. Yeah, if I wrote on my clit or something.
Yeah, don't worry about the inside. A lot of women don't feel it much on the inside.
Okay.
But can you be aroused? Do you feel sexual? Can you have an orgasm or get near that?
Not really.
Yeah.
Doctor, do you think that's emotional or physical?
Well, I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. Usually when people say, I can't feel below my waist, which there is such a thing, there's some sort of physical sexual trauma early in development.
Actually
a dissociation, a somatic dissociation.
All right, well, let me grill her. Where's your dad?
He's still around.
He's good?
Yeah.
You love him? When did you lose your virginity?
When I was 16.
So your dad was, no one was ever physically abusive to you?
No.
And no trauma whatsoever?
Nope.
No depression?
Nope.
What do you do now, besides
Nothing. Not
feel sex? Why not?
I just don't.
That's depression.
You don't have a job? You don't go to school?
No, not right now. I'm getting ready to go back to school, though, but I just had a son, so.
Wow. You managed to get knocked up for someone who doesn't really like sex.
Do you enjoy sex?
Not really.
Why do you do it?
Do you not like it? Do you not like sex?
If I could feel something, I'm sure I would.
Why do you do it then?
Exactly.
I guess I'm kind of hoping that I just will kind of feel good.
No, it's like I don't keep eating liver in the hopes that it's going to taste good.
Yeah.
It sucks.
There's something missing here in your story, Tracy. Yeah, for even just the very simple behavior of you continuing to do something that does nothing for you. Why do you do that?
I don't know. I just do.
You might examine that, right?
Well,
it doesn't make sense, does it?
Yeah, but she doesn't want to go through life without having sex.
Do you think about sex?
She's already 21, has a child, and is having
it. Do you think about sex when you're not having it?
Not really.
What about your boyfriend? Is he around?
Yeah.
And are you guys going to get married?
Eventually, yeah.
Have you guys talked about this issue?
Yeah. Well, he's not the father of my child, so.
But the other relationship was?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
He left.
Why?
He just didn't want a kid, and he backed out.
All right.
Are you overweight or anything?
No.
Do you have
underweight.
Do you have an eating disorder?
No.
All right.
Well, you get your thyroid. I mean, get the medical evaluation to make sure there's not something medical going on, because that. But you wouldn't expect a persistent sexual arousal problem throughout her adult life from a medical problem.
Well, here's the thing with Tracy. You know, people do this all the time, where they go, "No, great family, loving family, everything's good, no depression, I'm fine, no abuse, everything's good," and then you start scratching beneath the surface a little bit, and they got a kid, and they're 21, and their dad, the biological dad's split the scene, and he's nowhere to be found, and they got a new guy. It starts to change the focus of the picture just a little bit.
For me, it's as flat and disconnected from her emotional life as it is from her pelvis.
That's right.
As much as she has the ability to think everything's great and fine and normal, but she's just completely physically disconnected from the
world. And emotionally disconnected, too. It's like, I didn't want a kid, he's gone.
You get one-syllable answers for everything.
He left, he's gone. That's life.
Yeah.
That's much more affect than what we got from her.
Well, Brooke's a fine actress. Tracy?
Yeah.
I'd say you're depressed.
Or
something.
Something, yeah. I know it's just
depression. Something psychological
going on.
Something
bad happened.
Yeah.
Something bad happened that hurt you and...
No.
No.
All right.
She'll say no.
All right. Let's go get some help for your depression. What? Yeah, they're going to screw your kid
up,
all right?
Go talk to somebody about this primary symptom and see if maybe they can't figure out what the overall picture is here.
Okay.
All right. And no more kids.
All right.
All right.
There's something called schizoid. You know, people have schizoid that's kind of flat, schizoaffective.
Yeah, there's also a syndrome where a-holes call this show, ask us questions, and then give us one-syllable answers, and we got to keep scratching. I get angrier and angrier and angrier at them.
Is that the grill?
And there's a certain satisfaction they seem to get out of it. And it sort of reminds me of a kid. It's like when a kid, little six-year-old, storms in a room, has a puss on, is upset. And you go, like, what's the matter, Timmy? And they're
fine.
You know, and they want you to keep saying, please tell me what's wrong, please. You know, they want you just to keep sort of reaching out to them. And that's fine if it's your kid and he's six, but not when someone's in their 20s and they're calling us. Thank you.
Good times.
Jim?
Hello? Yep.
You're 24.
Yeah.
What's up?
My girlfriend, she was molested by her father when she was younger, and it's something she said she didn't really remember until she had a past experience with a past boyfriend or something, and one day it just like hit her like a flash. It was like, oh my god, you know. And he's really different now. I mean, she actually works for him now. Like, he was a pill head then, and like
got it. What's the question now?
And then she was raped when she was a teenager,
of course.
So I mean, she's got a horribly low libido.
You know what somebody like her usually goes through is periods of hypersexuality, and then deprivation. So you're catching her in the deprivation.
Yeah, there could be a storm brewing, though, and heading your way.
Or like passing him up.
Oh.
It's really what usually happens.
That's where I come in.
Yeah.
Just after the sex hurricane blew through town, come in to mop up, try to pick up the pieces.
So there you go. I mean,
no, it is true. Like, it's nothing but three ways and BJs while the guy's driving and all the good stuff, and then boom.
And then the drought hits.
That's when I come in. All right, but Jim.
Yeah.
You say her dad molested her.
Yeah.
Her dad used to be a pill popper. Now she's working with him.
You know, it's the weirdest. Yeah, it's totally weird.
Is he in recovery?
What's that?
Is he in recovery?
Yeah, he is just totally done a 180. Like, he's just the complete opposite person. You know, I mean, of course, he like replaces like his pills with, you know, like religion or something else. You know,
is he in recovery?
For
Does he go to...
No, he doesn't do, like, Al-Anon or anything.
Have they addressed the
All right, so this is a bad... Yeah,
issue?
This is a bad situation.
Yeah,
this,
oh,
this
totally. I mean, I've talked to her about it a million times.
Has she and her father talked about it?
No. He is the perpetrator. That's it, period. And if he is not in some formal treatment, then somebody's not really managing the what's going on here. This
replace
is
lewds with Jesus Christ, Drew. Come on, buddy.
What's a big deal?
Yeah,
I'm all tight, huh?
Everyone does that.
This is not a good
thing.
That's
what guys in prison do. I mean, it's just rock bottom. Yeah, now you just go from being you really just go from being like a, you know, drug addict to a retard when you replace whatever it is with Jesus Christ. I mean, talk about a cop out. Talk about not doing the work. It's so pathetic. And as a society, we're all like, oh, I think that's great what you're doing. Please, when are we going to step up and call these born agains the retards that they are?
He's a weird guy.
Of course he is.
The whole thing creeps me out.
It should. And
it
listen.
Should, and it should creep her out, too, is the problem. But she can't express
she
those feelings.
First off, you shouldn't be working with your dad, even if he's a good dad. Nobody should work with their dad.
Does she have a good relationship with him?
No, he's, like, she's going to school, and he, like, really wants her to go. She's going to become a psychologist.
Have they ever talked about the experience?
She's never confronted him about it because her and her mom are like best friends.
Has she told her mother?
Her mom tells her she thinks it's a really bad idea that she shouldn't confront it.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
How long did this go on?
She thinks it was maybe like a one time occasion or something. Like her mom said she never really left her alone with him, and then she eventually left because, you know,
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's nuts, you know?
No, I mean,
then,
that's...
Yeah, I don't know. Like, now her mom's like, you know, she doesn't feel so bad about her being around him because he's, I don't know, like,
he's found
Jesus.
Jesus,
and he has, like, right. three PhDs and whatever, you know?
All right, now listen, this is a... This is just a crow's nest of junk.
Yeah,
and,
you
can't untangle this mess, Jim.
You got to get her to somebody that can take care of her.
She's going to therapy.
Yeah.
And
how often does she go?
She did go like twice a week.
Yeah.
And her therapist actually got in a car accident and died.
Oh my god!
Oh,
she was going for like a year, and then they
She went to six sessions before she found out. She actually just sat there. Oh my god.
That's horrible.
God.
Paid the full amount.
Yeah. Oh, no. A shrink would still charge. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
She's
still paying.
It goes to the family. Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Is she going to therapy now? Or she found a new therapist?
They referred her to someone else in the office, and it was a guy, and she didn't feel comfortable with him.
Understandable.
All right.
Bad referral.
If she could tolerate it, a guy would be great, but I'm not sure she's in any condition to be able to tolerate that.
Might be tough after the therapist dies, leaves you.
She needs to get back into therapy, absolutely. And if you want to join her in some sessions so you can help sort of sort these boundaries out, this is a very disturbed situation, and somebody, not you, needs to be handling it. Your job needs to be to get her as much as possible away from these people and establish a life of her own.
This is, for a 24-year-old guy, it's like trying to build the space shuttle
something.
They have no idea what's in front of them.
Yeah.
Young guys should just have a string of romances, really.
What do you mean?
I just mean, it's like, I just remember relationships when I was young.
You should get married.
But women are complicated.
Yeah.
And especially ones that have been through some trauma. And you think you're equipped to handle it at 23, 24, 25 as a guy. You're not.
No, you're right. And a 24, 25-year-old woman thinks she's got it all figured out. And then she changes. And then she's like, whoa, okay, who am I? And the re-examination begins. And no, it's true. I mean, I think a woman under 30 really hasn't quite figured it out yet and isn't stable with her emotions and who she is and, you know, who she's going to become. That's definitely an unstable ground. Not to say that it happens and it works sometimes, and I have examples and friends that I know, but it's unstable.
And part of the thing with the guys is they're responding to their biology so powerfully that they're in a sort of exploitative mode.
Yeah.
You know, I need this girl, so we're going to make it work here. We're going to fix this. We're going to make her, because I need her around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the mode they're in.
Sure.
Yeah. Listen, it should just be
one.
And
that whole intoxicated state of falling in love that's so overwhelming.
It should be one big...
That powerful feeling of just being drunk in love.
Yeah.
Oh, watch out.
Do you guys get that?
Yeah,
we
do. Guys get that.
We get that.
It was two. You only covered one.
We said the S and the F word before.
Right. But that's all right.
No, no. We told
no,
you.
You only said
the
yes. You're
only 50% in.
I like that, though. You're a woman of passion.
Sorry. I admit my mistakes.
Drew's a man of fashion.
Sorry.
Exquisite passion.
I will not do that again.
No, I'm just. No, it's fine.
I let those words fly.
My daughter would be like, Mom.
How's your daughter?
He said that. My daughter is 3 and a half. Hmm.
Jay?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yes, sir.
Your girlfriend's in a role playing?
Yes, sir.
And what happened?
Well, we were doing the role playing, and she asked, you know, well, what would you like tonight? We've done several different things, the nurse, the cop, etc. And she's of Filipino origin, and I asked her to, if maybe we could do a Mandarin dress or a Japanese schoolgirl, because I'm of the age that, you know, we watched anime whenever we were kids, so.
You watched what anime?
Anime.
Is that animation?
It's animated porn, isn't it?
Anime is
the porn kind.
Was it Japanese animation?
Yes, yes.
That's what anime is.
Yes.
All right.
Sorry.
I've seen that Japanese animation, actually.
Yeah, that stuff gives me the creeps, all those big eyes and jagged lines. I think it sucks.
You're talking about Japanese porn?
No, no, that's fine. Especially Minka, number one Asian big boob queen. But go ahead, Jay.
Yeah. Well,
hold on a second.
There we go.
Jay's a super nerd. Yeah. Super nerd.
No, didn't he just say Bukkake?
He did say that,
he did.
Yes.
Isn't that something people try to slip in?
No, it isn't.
Is that not allowed on the show?
No, it's fine on this show.
Okay.
I'll straighten Drew out during the break. We got to... Yeah. It's a type of pornography where a group of men finish at the same time on the lady.
Oh. Big in Japan, really.
You're joking.
I didn't know what
Drew,
I didn't know.
Drew had a great puzz on it.
You know what?
It's like
that's okay, because I didn't know what it was until recently when someone had to explain it to me, too. So I actually am quite proud now that I was not the only... To know, with you and your expertise, do not know what that word means. I am very proud to be also one of the few people who did not know what it was.
What is the genesis of that
term? It's
just a really trashy porn term.
It's a Japanese... No, it's
a Japanese word?
It means flock of birds.
If you can imagine, like many birds hovering over one innocent bird.
I see now where the flock of seagulls name came from now.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
No, it does not mean that.
I love that you didn't know what that meant.
Drew, what about the fact that it looked like I was telling my 65-year-old Aunt Pat about it?
Here we are educating
Drew. But Drew goes,
that is great.
like his mouth came open.
Did he just say, I'm like, uh-oh, is that a bad word?
I can't.
I tried to cushion as much as I could.
No, that's a behavior that I cannot get my
I'm glad you didn't know what that meant.
No, and I'm sorry for bringing it up.
That's
I appreciate it. I've been educated tonight. Thank you very much.
Jay,
I owe you one,
Jay. We got to take a break.
Okay.
So when we come back, we're going to talk about your girlfriend and your role-playing and all that stuff, all right?
Appreciate it.
All right. Brooke Burke is here tonight. You can find her on the cover of this month's Stuff magazine. And Brett, one of the best spreads I've ever seen in any of these magazines. Spectacular stuff. Thank you. We'll be back.
Are we doing good?
Oh, yeah. Some of the part where you asked for doing good on air.
And the S word.
Yeah.
Well, do we like that?
Are we having fun?
Hey, it's Loveline, everybody. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Drew. Brooke Burke is our guest tonight.
Hi.
She is currently on the issue of Stuff magazine and is a spectacular photo spread. A little bikini bottom, topless, and just has this gold leafing stuck to her breasts. It's very exciting, very provocative. Provocative indeed. Would you say yes, Drew?
Yes, indeed, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Indubitably.
She can also...
It's a 14-karat gold bikini, you know.
Is
That's
it?
Cool.
Yeah, the top is. The bottoms. What's the bottom?
Is just a little lame? Jeweled little thing that we made on the shoot.
Yeah. Where were you, out in the desert?
The Mojave Desert, Lake Mirage.
Oh, you were?
One of my favorite locations. It's amazing out there.
Really?
Yeah, tons of people shoot commercials and do photo spreads. It's a dried-up lake bed with beautiful cracked earth and formations. It's great.
Is that around the Salt Flats? I mean, is it like halfway to Vegas
it's
kind
about,
of thing?
No, it's close. It's about 45 minutes outside of L.A., north.
Yeah, good times.
Thank you.
All right, Drew, don't read that magazine.
don't
also,
read it while I'm sitting here.
Also, hosts Rank on E, which E is. I don't know. I don't know anything about ratings, but I don't know how long E has been around. But it seems like
10 years.
It's only been around 10 years. It seems like in the last 4 or 5 years, really picked up steam.
Yeah, a lot of changes. They've had a lot of new shows come to be, and Rank's about 2 years old now, and it's fun and doing well, covering everything in entertainment from what's hot and red carpet moments, bachelors, couples, hottest blondes.
Do you care about that stuff?
I care about my job. I care about hosting it. Yeah, I mean, I know. I think it's fun. I think list shows are cool to watch, and people really dig them, and we let the public get involved and vote. It's not just a bunch of producers sitting around deciding, you know, who's going to make the list and who's not going to. So it's fun for people to have a chance to participate, and we also let them log on to the site and tell us what they think, and we read their comments on air. So it's fun.
All right.
I think people like to, you know, dig it, and they like to tune in and see who's hot.
Yeah, well, I can't help it, but I do enjoy all those entertainment shows, especially the news ones.
Our guilty pleasures.
Jay?
So Jay, with the schoolgirl thing, or the Japanese schoolgirl problem.
What's the nationality of your girlfriend?
She's Filipino.
She's Filipino, and you want her, and you're into the Asian culture?
Yes.
Yeah, that's super nerd meets... meets having trouble getting laid, meets needs subservient woman.
Okay.
I'm a geek, but I look good doing it.
All right. And what do? Something with computers?
Yes.
Shocking. Okay.
Amazingly enough.
So,
but, yeah, basically when I had asked her to do the Japanese schoolgirl or just a Mandarin dress or anything of that nature, she got very offended and very basically pissed off, and pissed off Filipino woman is something you don't want to have to deal with.
Hey, can I push him on hold for a second?
Feisty, yeah.
The editorials, as though someone else were making them, made by Jay,
right,
makes me think he's bogus. I keep thinking, is he kidding? But I think that's just him.
Here's the thing. Smart guys speak like they're standing next to themselves.
That's what it sounds like. Like a guy,
but that's what
wise
super,
guys chiming in.
Super smart guys. Like, dumb guys speak with a lot of feeling, even though they can't find the words.
Right.
They flap their arms around a lot and slobber.
Right.
And they have a lot of gusto. And then real smart guys speak like it's a robot of themselves standing there, and they're speaking into a microphone behind a curtain like the Wizard of Oz.
And the wise guy behind the curtain chimes in once in a while.
Yeah, and it never feels like they're connected to them. But that's all right. Jay, you're a smart guy.
Yeah,
I appreciate that, especially coming from you.
Yeah, and Drew's feeling like you're not connected to your question.
All right, so anyway.
But if he was the kind of guy who wanted connection, he wouldn't be dating a chick who doesn't speak English.
Well, what is the question? What is your question?
Does she speak English?
Basically is why I can't figure out why she's getting mad about this. I mean,
why does she draw the line there?
About it, and she's acting like, well, you don't care about me if you're acting like, you know, you want me to dress like I'm from a different culture or what I don't, what
well,
I...
Well, okay, let me ask this. A lot of these Asian cultures are very prejudiced against one another. You think there's something like that? You know what I mean? And same with a lot of Latin cultures, like all the Mexicans who work for me, half of them are from Nicaragua, and it turns out they don't like being called Mexican. But I laugh it off. But the point is they don't like all that mixing. They don't like when the cultures get all mixed up, and they're not nuts about each other a lot of the time. Maybe that's a slap in the face to tell someone Filipino
or,
to dress like a Japanese woman.
Or somehow playing a character that's far removed from her is almost like Halloween and fun. But if it really puts her into some sort of subservient feeling,
right,
and particularly young and exploited position,
yeah,
then her real feelings emerge. So really, Jay, you got to just get her to talk about what it feels like when you evoke these feelings about her being a young girl,
yeah,
and you exploiting her. There's some, maybe something happened to her or whatever. It's just you're going too far.
You're Asian if you're Filipino, aren't you? Are you somewhere in there?
Somewhere in there, yeah.
I mean, where? How far does the tentacles of the Asian octopus reach? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got the Japanese and Chinese thing going on. And how far do we get out? If you're in one of those islands or
Indonesia?
Yeah, look, when do you stop being Asian?
Yeah, like,
when do you stop being
Asian? It seems like role-playing, you would sort of take your own personal emotions out of it and become something else, but this is maybe too close to home.
Too close for
home. All right.
Yeah, Mark,
we'll get a map. Yeah.
My buddy Mark Young came in with me. Who's Asian and could give us maybe a little education.
Give us a little education?
Mentioned to me
Filipinos Asian?
Mentioned to me that when you use the term Chinaman, that's the equivalent of the N-word for Chinese folk.
Yeah, but they can't kick my ass like the black guys can.
So maybe it's the way that you're describing it. Maybe you need to...
I'm just telling you. That's the reason people get upset.
I know, they get upset. But listen, I don't
go for...
Maybe
you need to just do like, the Britney Spears schoolgirl and not the whole Asian
thing. Oh, I'm sorry. We're still talking about... Yeah, do that. Who cares? Do that. But listen, here, I don't go for that. That's the equivalent of... Like, what if you said, if you call an Irish guy Mick, that's the equivalent of nigger. It's like, oh, really? I don't think so. But he can claim it. Anyone can claim that as their own. Do you know what I'm saying?
You know, it doesn't have the same...
Here's the thing. We didn't...
Right. Yes, it doesn't have the same power in this culture.
Chinese came here on their own and were forced into building railroads and kicked around a little bit. Just like every culture gets here first, ends up living in a slum, Italian, Irish, whoever it is. They get here first, they do all the slave stuff, and they get their asses kicked. But the blacks, we brought here in slave ships.
They actually did the slave stuff.
We took them here.
Yeah.
Please. How dare they? All right, where are we, Drew?
Keep going here.
Steve?
Yes?
You're 22?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I'm getting married in 2 months, and me and my fiance were both virgins, and I want to make sure that, like, I give her an orgasm our first night. I was wondering if there's any, like, surefire way I can do that.
No.
No? Come on.
No, absolutely not.
Is there any chance that you have one?
There's a chance.
Oral sex would probably be your best road, right?
It depends. You don't really know.
Brooke says no?
No, I would say yes to the oral sex, but I don't know. I don't know that, factually all women even have them, and that's an awful lot of pressure to put on yourself
a
great first night and enjoying it and loving each other and having an amazing experience and great sex, and I don't know that orgasm is the goal.
Well, what about Steve? Hold on a second. You've got to listen to what Brooke said. For you to have sex without orgasm would be a life-threatening tragedy. For a female, it's not a big deal.
I mean, if it's amazing, you've had a great night. I mean, I don't think that, the end of the road is the
orgasm. Yeah, but you've got to get the male-oriented to female
perspective. It is different.
Because you can't
totally
have an amazing
different.
Evening without
Drew,
an orgasm.
Would you shut up and let her finish, for Christ's sake? Jesus Christ.
A woman can have an amazing evening without achieving orgasm. That is a
but,
fact.
But the point I was going to ask, what does that mean then? Because you got to explain to a guy, what does an amazing evening mean then? Because for him, it would include...
Yeah.
Well, it is different. It is different.
Well, here's the thing. If you put the pressure of her having an orgasm on you, she's going to feel that pressure. You're going to freak her out.
And she doesn't even know what an orgasm is yet. She's never even had sex.
She may be masturbating.
Ooh,
and she may be one of those lucky women that's wired to have one.
She may have one masturbating and may never have one during sex.
Ever.
So, that's just a lot of pressure to put on yourself.
Uh-oh.
No,
sidebar. I know. Brooke, you got a story to tell?
I mean, I have many stories, guys.
Honeymoon
many stories.
Night, not so great?
My honeymoon night was great.
Without
but remember the first time, and the first time is,
awful.
I mean, the first time is just the first time. It's not like, your best memory. It's just the first time. And get past that, and then start studying each other and learning each other's body and enjoying it and getting to know each other and communicate, and it'll get better and better. But the first time, ooh.
And the first time with a guy.
With anyone, I mean.
The guy's the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, a chick's first time should be with another chick. First off, I can masturbate to it. Secondly, it would be much better experience for both of them.
For both of them.
It just would.
Or for the subsequently
but
for
you
the
don't
guy.
Want to bring another chick to your honeymoon night.
No,
that is a bad thing.
But I really want you to coach him a little bit about what it would mean for her to have an amazing evening. What would that include?
I think it would mean just to be fulfilled, and whatever that means for her, it might be emotionally, it might be physically.
Well, how
would
he do that? We're clueless. You've got to explain to guys exactly how to do that.
Be kind, be sensitive, be thorough, communicate with her, make sure she feels good, be a gentleman, be sexy, talk to her, make
Bukkake.
Sure she's getting... Do not... No.
Yeah.
Do not bring your friends to your wedding night. You guys, what are you doing? You want to do.
That's
what you do before you're married, not on your wedding night.
That's
okay, come on.
But tell your wife all about it.
That's right.
And don't tell your wife about it.
All right, Steve.
Actually, maybe tell your wife. If your wife can handle it, you guys might be okay.
Steve, you...
We're just kidding, Steve.
You must be smooth. Do not panic. Don't give her the bum rush.
Don't be anxious.
Double up on the oral sex. Nice and slow.
Yeah, right. Definitely oral, but don't put so much pressure on yourselves, you know?
That's
because
right.
It's
you guys
not
enjoy.
About that.
That's right.
And if you're lucky, hey, you know, you guys might both get there. But
might
you don't,
she might be wired that way. Yeah.
All right, Steve.
She might not be. She might be. Who knows?
All right.
No, you didn't help Steve at all.
Did we help you?
No.
No, I think
you freaked him out.
What do you really want to know?
No, you got it. It helped.
What? Here's our overall message.
Calm down.
She may not have an orgasm. Hopefully, she'll have the dignity to fake one.
Definitely have oral.
But she may not have one. That's okay. She needs to have...
Because you're good enough?
Yes.
And you're...
No, she needs to have a genuine experience with you.
Because that's okay.
Genuine
and then, meaning
amazing.
You guys need to connect.
Yeah,
you guys,
don't go to bed until you both can say, oh, that was amazing.
Oh, no. Now the pressure's back on.
No.
Now the pressure's back on.
Well, don't be anxious. Don't double down the oral, like you said.
Yeah. Oral. And nice and slow. Nice and rhythmic. Don't push too hard. All right. We'll take a little break. Brook Bark here tonight. Well, it sounds like a chicken, doesn't it? If you say it fast.
It Brook does. Bark. I got teased endlessly and
really?
School about that.
People
yeah.
Do that? Brook Bark! Brook Bark!
They did,
Brook
yeah. Bark. They did.
Really?
Yep.
Geniuses,
and then people
kids.
Ask me now if that's my real name. I'm like, will I really choose a name like that?
Yeah.
That is a chicken's name.
Yeah, yeah, but it's that's alliteration and kind of rolls pretty good, and people seem to remember it and throw it around.
Brooke Burns.
On the cover of... It's great that the first caller brought that up. On the cover of Stuff this week, we'll take a quick break with Brooke Burke, and we'll be right back. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Brooke Burke is our guest tonight. She's on this month's Stuff magazine, looking better than ever, and really one of in a world where there's layouts in every magazine on every newsstand, this one really stands out. So I recommend you get it and masturbate feverishly to it.
Yeah.
Well, let's be honest.
I don't want to know that.
Let's be honest. Also,
I hear that.
Well, let's just be honest. Brooke also hosts Rank, which is on E, and it's on all the time, so you can do that. Let me just give a little personal message to some of the folks listening, especially the ladies who might be listening to the show tonight. My wife comes home tonight, and she's like, who's Carrie Kasem? And I'm like, Carrie Kasem, she was on the show Monday. Did you used to date her?
What?
No. You never dated her? It's like, no. Well, who is she? I'm like, I don't know. I saw her. She does beg, borrow, and steal. I met her Monday night. You didn't date her before that? I said, no. Well, what went on? It's like, I don't know. The usual. You know, she came in here and made a few jokes.
I remember
jokes.
Nothing.
Zero.
Out of the ordinary.
All right. Here's the point. Some coups that my wife works with had to fill her in on the flirtatious details that didn't really go on. I mean, I was thinking, listen, you went flirting. Brooke Burns the night after that. Now, I practically had my pants down. That's where the flirting went on. But, Jesus Christ, Carrie Kasem, there's no flirting going on. The, you know, occasional
she,
joke or
you know,
two.
She liked Crank Yankers, and that you like that.
I told her I liked someone who liked my show I do. But here's my point. I said to my wife, who told you that? You know, some girl I work with. I said, I want her goddamn phone number. I'm going to call her tomorrow and tell her to kiss my ass. I can't stand that. I don't like those people. They just sit there, and it's all under the guise of,
I thought you needed to know. I didn't want to tell you. They want to remain anonymous.
This is uncomfortable for me, but I thought you should hear it before. Kiss my ass, you little C.
Little fire started.
If you listen to the show, I hope you're listening now. Why don't you put a gun in your mouth? Little C. You're so lucky I can't say the whole word. You just sit there with your little crappy little lives and invade everyone else's. You're not happy until everyone's miserable like
but
you
now,
are. Put your head in the oven and kill yourself.
But now,
all of you people.
Now, let's examine some.
All of you people that do that crap, just sitting around, just eroding everybody's little things. It's just going to scratch away. It's your life. I'm miserable myself, you fat little C. Kill yourself.
Okay, now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There's the other side of this, too, which is, you know, you're just doing your job.
Yeah.
And when your wife was just dating you, she never gave you Simmons for doing your job.
Yeah.
What is this competition thing that, you know what I mean? That
no, she feel? Did.
She did give you grief? She used to give you grief?
She did occasional grief. She doesn't listen to the show, thank God. Thank God. But thank God her little coos friends at work do, and they got to fill her in. She told me she was a temp, so I was like, I want to find her. I want to track her down and start screaming at her. Because Carrie Kasem, I never met before. There's nothing going on. She sat there for 2 hours. It's not just a chemistry or anything, and then she left. You know what I mean? It's just like to smack these people. It pisses me off. And it's not just this. I see it all the time, and especially in this business, you know. You know, Jimmy got divorced, you know, his wife's a friend of ours, everyone coming up to her. I thought you should know that Jimmy did, you know, it's F you, you little coozes, spreading your little poison everywhere because your life's so goddamn miserable. Just kill yourselves, all you people, would you? You don't have something nice to say, don't say anything. Effers. Can't stand that. I can't stand that in somebody, and especially when it falls under the heading of, I thought you should know. F you. I swear to Christ, and I'm going to get this bitch's number. I'm going to call her and tell her to kill herself. I can't, and no one ever calls them on it because the person they're telling doesn't know. They're like, right. Oh, really? Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Now my wife can sit at work and stew for a while and then come home with a puss on. And then when she comes home and talks to me, and I'm like, Carrie Kasem, what, who's that? What do you mean? I just sound like the most guilty guy in the world, yeah. You know? Yeah. Oh, no, I don't know her. Next caller!
There you go.
Bitch. Just right, kill yourself. All of you.
Remember?
All of you.
Don't have
kill
something
yourselves.
Nice to say. Don't say anything. Here we go.
Oopsies. Go. Right.
Mike,
F you.
Mike, 18.
Next caller, please.
Mike.
Shut up, Anderson.
Mike.
You kill yourself, too.
Mike.
Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, I was wondering how you doing.
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, do you think I could get an autographed picture of you?
Probably.
Why don't you just go get the Stuff magazine? That's plenty.
I already have it.
Are you standing outside the studio?
What was that?
You know what I'm saying?
No. All right, you want an autograph? How does one get an autographed picture of you?
They go onto brookburke.com, and they can find all kinds of autographed merchandise there.
You can also...
Or you can just send it in.
Yeah. You can go to eBay and buy it off one of the sploozers
right.
Who stands up front
of
here.
Signed about 1,000 tonight outside. They'll be up for sale tomorrow. But just go onto my website, and there's all sorts of stuff on there, and I'll personalize it for you.
But he needs a freebie, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
He wants to be the seller on eBay.
I'm poor.
Yeah, is it for yourself?
I'm in community college, yeah.
All right. Well, go on to the website and maneuver through it, and
she'll work it out. I mean, do you do that? I mean, you get a stack?
I do. I actually get a lot of stuff that's sent to me, and I
they
find
want
the
you
time.
To,
and
want you to
yeah,
sign it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do it. If you send a self-addressed envelope and hook it up the right way, I'll send it back to you.
All right.
You
now I'm
going to
get like 50,000 of them tomorrow.
Self-addressed, though, that's the key. If you got to lick a stamp,
yeah, take
or
the time to do that, and I'll
up.
Send it back to you. Sure.
All right, Mike. All right, good times,
okay,
everybody.
Thanks.
All right, bye.
All right, happy jacking. Just go do bukkake on your photos, Brad. Drew loves bukkake.
I'm leaving. Is it 11 o'clock
yet? Favorite word.
Didn't know what it was.
Actually, it is. Mike? Yeah. Mike?
Yeah?
You're 15.
Oh, hi there.
What's
hi.
Up?
Hey, I was wondering if I had sex with my girlfriend while she was on her period. Would it do any, like, physical damage to her?
No, though women during their period are at higher risk of getting, if you were to give her an infection, of the infection getting up into the uterus and the tubes. How old, you're 15.
Yeah.
How old is your girlfriend?
13.
Oh, no.
I'm turning 15 tomorrow.
Oh, unacceptable. I beg your pardon, but listen, yeah, if period or not period, you're going to hurt your girlfriend by having sex with her. Harm,
well, I've already had sex with her a couple times now.
Oh, fantastic.
All right.
Fantastic.
Well.
So it wouldn't do any, like, physical...
Just, aren't you wearing a condom anyway?
Yeah.
All right. It will not hurt anything with a condom on.
Okay.
All right, but she's 13?
Yeah.
Where'd she go, to Walter Reed?
No, she was going to, next year she's going to Reseda High.
That's that feeder school.
That's next year, but where's she going now?
Frost.
All right. Where the hell's that is? All right, so I'm just saying you call from North Hollywood.
Yeah.
Is she in North Hollywood too?
No, she's in Reseda.
Yeah, so she's going to Reseda.
Yeah, there you go.
Genius. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Stop having sex with her. She's too young.
Okay.
What grade is she in? The 7th grade? 8th grade?
No, she's going into 9th.
She's going into 9th?
Mm. Yeah.
All right. She's an honor student. All right, you going to go to North Hollywood High?
No, I'm going to a NPS. Like a...
Alternative.
A non-public school. It's like kind of like a second chance school.
Yeah, alternative school.
Right.
Yeah.
As you call your teachers by their first names.
Yeah.
You smoke. You show up if you want to. We don't grade people because that stigmatizes them. Yeah.
Makes them feel bad.
Yeah, good luck.
Themselves.
Why don't you just drop out right now and get a job?
Yeah, might as well.
No, listen. I my sister went to one of these schools. It's just warehousing for hippies. You do nothing. You just sit around a picnic table. Your teacher talks about the man. And let me tell you who the teacher is. The teacher is the same
former student.
Same flunky that was at that school 20 years ago.
Yeah,
that can't handle society. They can't get jobs. They can't
people.
Do anything.
There's five people in the school that used to go there.
Of course.
Of course. It just becomes some...
Oh, Mike, the pot.
It just becomes...
Don't smoke so much pot.
It becomes a womb for flunkies that
hear
they
that
never
laugh?
Get out of.
You smoking pot every day?
No, I haven't smoked for a while, actually.
A week?
No, like a month.
A month, okay. Like we're good.
All right. I used to smoke a lot more.
I can hear it, shocking. I can hear it.
This weekend I'm probably going to be smoking a lot, though.
Oh, fantastic. That's
Mike,
great.
You drop out, learn a skill, become an electrician or a plumber.
Man, I'm good at electronics.
Though. Good, focus on that. Be a computer technician.
All right.
You don't just sit around on a picnic table with a bunch of hippies.
Brooke, stay one more segment. You had to leave.
All right, I'm staying.
Brooke's supposed to leave at 11?
Yeah.
How come no one tells me this? Because I don't get here before the show starts?
That has something to do with it.
All right. I'm staying. Come on.
All right. Brooke's going to stay for one more segment. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Yeah. Kizzer. Come on, Drew.
It's a kizzer. It's always like my Z.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I like that beat.
I don't know if you're exactly selling it.
We don't know what it means, but it sounded
tentative.
Good.
Tentative. Very tentative.
You're sort of leasing it at best.
Well, it's
but
hard.
I'd like you to sell it next time.
It's hard. Dr. Drew in the hizzy.
What does it mean?
I don't
what
know.
What is this?
Whose song is that again? Whose song is it?
Nobody
Missy
knows.
Elliott. Missy, I've got to get her in here.
Missy, you guys got to get Missy on the show.
Now we'll find her. Brooke Burke. In,
she'd kick your ass, Drew.
Brooke Burke is in here tonight. She is on the cover of this month's Stuff magazine, which has been floating around my office for about a week, I'd say. But we probably subscribe, so maybe we get it a little bit earlier. So it's probably just on the newsstands for the last 3 or 4 days, perhaps. Really, one of the most impressive photo spreads I've ever seen in one of these magazines.
Thank you.
You cannot not go wrong with that. Also, host Rank on E, which is what's its regular time?
It's random time. It's on at 9 o'clock every other Sunday. Not always. It kind of depends. I have to go to E Online and check the local listings.
I sort of find with E, I've never been able to exactly figure out their schedule exactly.
Me either. And I just work there.
Rank is on a lot. Wild On is on a lot. And I just sort of, I don't know. It's a weird thing. It's not appointment television, E, but it's more. You end up watching more of it than you would on an appointment station.
And a lot of it
station.
More often yep. than you'd want to.
Yeah, it's
a little rerun action,
well,
but that's all cool.
There's a little too much. There's so much thong back going on E. There's so much ass on that channel. It's really hard to change.
Yeah, back
it.
In the Wild On days. Yeah.
Yeah. Even when they'd go, they're like. We're going to Wild On. We're going to Nova Scotia to hunt moose.
It's freezing, but we have the thongs.
Yeah, chicks are in the thongs. It's like, okay, they're going to Nova Scotia to hunt moose. I can't imagine much ass going on. Oh, there they are. They're getting in the hot tub.
Of course.
Because that hot tub, that's your ace in the hole. Because here's the deal. You either go to places that are so hot that you actually have to just walk around with your ass hanging out. Or if you go to a place, you go that's so cold. That the only way you can combat the cold is to get in a hot tub.
Mm-hmm. With your ass hanging
out. No matter where you are with a camera, there's always some chick there who wants to show you her ass. So, you know,
yeah,
usually
great.
Okay.
Yeah. And as a female, you can appreciate the feminine form. Yes?
No.
Yes.
The
yes.
character, no, but the feminine form, yes. Yeah.
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 Yeah. I mean, you don't like the ladies, I mean, the personality, but you like their looks. They're pain in the ass women.
Well, she agreed with that you should have a lesbian relationship as first time out.
Thank
I did not agree with that. I pleaded the fifth on that
she
one. No,
that.
I did not comment on that.
Jessica?
I commented not a good deal on the honeymoon night.
What was that, Jessica?
What's going on? What's going on in the background there?
Her dog's barking, my friend.
Okay. Okay. You're 13. What's up?
I was raped when I was 7.
Nice.
I was wondering.
Very upbeat about it. Very.
Who did this when you were 7?
The babysitter's son's friend.
Wow.
I never saw him again.
You were 7?
Yes.
All right. Did you tell anybody? Did you?
I told somebody like a week ago.
Mm. No one before that, though?
No.
Oh, boy.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. And I was wondering if it has an impact of why I want to have sex so much now.
Yeah, it can sort of.
Why you want to have sex?
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of screws with your wiring a little bit and makes you directed towards sexuality. And it, yeah, it can do that, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. What? Anything happened before that?
No, but my dad hits me a lot now.
All right, well, that's even more of a reason. That's,
and he's an alcoholic.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's a. Those are more good reasons.
Yeah, this,
where's my bourbon?
You may, it's sort of a recipe for sexual compulsion and addiction, and you may go through periods where you're really intensely, you know, focused on that, and you may go through periods where you're completely shut down too.
Is your mother around?
Yeah.
Can you talk to her about all this?
She doesn't believe me. She thinks it's a false memory.
Yeah.
What is a false memory?
Yeah, that maybe you have some sort of distorted memory of something like that having happened when it didn't. And
yeah, well, I know that, but
here's the reality. You've been physically abused by your dad, you're dealing with alcoholism in the family, and you're 13, you intend to be sexual, right?
Yes.
Your mom should pay attention to that.
She just doesn't really believe that.
That you're going to have sex?
Yeah.
You talked to her about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like goody-goody.
All right, so listen.
Have you had sex yet?
No, but I'm planning to. I really, really want to.
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, okay. Are you trying to sort of pay back your parents a little bit, or, I mean, does your dad not want you to have sex?
My dad just doesn't really give a crap.
Right. Yeah. Listen. Don't cuss. You know. Bark. Mm-hmm.
What about going to Alateen or something, or talking to a therapist, something, maybe get you a little help with all this?
Okay.
Well, look. Yeah. Let me explain something, Jessica.
Okay.
Here's the deal. You hurt because your parents are horrible. And when you have horrible parents, especially abusive parents, you hurt a lot inside. And then what you end up doing is you end up doing stuff that's self-destructive to you. Mm-hmm. So ironically, the person who's been the victim has now not only been victimized by their parents, but they're victimizing themselves. You do what I do, which is you hate your parents, and you get on the radio and call your dad a pussy. That's what you need to focus on. You getting pregnant and venereal disease at 13 and a half is hardly payback for your parents.
Right, you end up miserable.
Yeah, and I know you got that thing where you go like, if I were dead, they'd be sorry. You know, when I kill myself, or when I get knocked up, or when I humiliate them or disgrace them. But it's all you. It's like
a fantasy.
Yeah, it's like you paying your dad back by crashing your car.
Suicidal.
Okay, but listen, here's what you need to do. You need to focus on getting your grades up, doing well in society. Then when you get money, you go tell your parents to F off. That's what you do. All right?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Jesus.
Well, listen, this is how you don't pay people back by becoming a junkie and being homeless. You pay people back by being successful. And then when your dad calls, you go, I'm not going to take the call. That's payback, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how you pay someone back. You don't put a cigarette out on your neck. Thank you. All right. Violet?
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, Adam, I just want to say you give the best straightforward advice I have ever heard.
Thank you.
It should all be that honest always.
Thank you, finally.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi.
You're beautiful.
Thank you very much.
And I was wondering, like, at my work, we sell Barely Brooke.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes some of the guys I see picking up the DVD, I just want to take it from them and say, no, you're too ugly to look at her.
Oh.
And, you know, just give me the money, I'll send it to her, but you can't see her, you're just nasty.
Oh,
nice.
Do you ever get, like, really weird stalker guys bothering you? Or really weird experiences?
I've had one, but I've actually been pretty fortunate. I think probably a lot of weird fan mail never gets to me, and I've had pretty great fans and people reach out, so I've been lucky.
Barely Brooks, the
swimwear line.
Yeah.
Where and it's also the name of a DVD that was a behind-the-scenes making of the my calendar shoot. And I'm glad everybody's looking at it, actually. If half the people weren't, that'd be pretty bad for me.
Oh, yeah.
But Violet's concerned that these guys that are looking are soiling your
image. Worthy. They're worthy. They're, it's all good.
Yeah, the cocky brook, that's what it turns into.
How did you get started?
Well, I auditioned for my job on E, just like everybody else did in the industry. It was kind of a random audition, actually. I didn't go through an agency. A friend sent me in on the interview. And then I went to Spain to do a trial show, and I signed a deal after that.
Why Spain? They couldn't have sent you to Palm Springs.
I think what happened was, you know, Wild on Spain, I'm like, heck yeah, I'll go. And I went and had a great time and came back and signed my deal.
Hmm.
Kind of a random situation.
And had you done any hosting before?
I had never
that?
Done any hosting. It was really all on the job experience, and it's just such a fun, real show. Kind of what you see is what you get.
Were you a model before that?
I was a model, and I did television commercials, but that was my first hosting gig.
Hmm.
Cool.
Right, well, good times.
Gotta take chances.
Yeah.
Thanks, you guys take care.
You got any other skills?
Do I have other skills?
Yeah, like, I don't know, trade, weld or anything?
I don't weld. I'm a pretty good handyman. I write. I'm educated. What do you have in mind? What do you really want to know?
Wood. I don't know. I just thought...
Many skills. What do you want to know?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of what I don't know. Were you a nurse or something?
No, I was never a nurse.
Would you, you know how to operate like a military radio or something?
No.
So, I mean, you went, like, when you were in high school...
I went to UCLA. I studied broadcast journalism.
And then you went into modeling after UCLA or during UCLA?
During UCLA. Mm-hmm. All right. Modeled part-time. Thought I was going to be a business major. I studied broadcast journalism and then auditioned for my job on E kind of randomly and started hosting. My first audition sort of took me all the way, so...
Yeah, and you liked it?
One of those stories. Yeah, I had a great time.
You got bit by the bug?
You know what? It was just so much fun. I made friends all over the world. I had an incredible experience of adventures. I went to the best beaches and parties, and it was a very real show. And we, you know, I interviewed people and hung out with them and did so many great things. I was just being myself on the road, having a good time, and we were making a show out of it. And it was a perfect time to do that. I mean, look at what's happening now in reality television. It was a great time to learn on the road and make it up as we went along. And it really took off. And, you know, now I'm hosting Rank and exploring other things. So it's kind of putting one foot in front of the other and making the right choices. And who knows what's
going to
happen.
Where'd you grow up?
Arizona.
Wow. Where in Arizona?
Tucson.
Beautiful, beautiful
yeah,
country.
Yeah, great place.
180 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
Julie?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
I had a boyfriend for about 6 months. It went really well. I mean, I think it was the best relationship I've had as far as it goes with boys who were friends for about 2 years before that.
As far as what?
We were friends for 2 years before we got together.
Uh-huh.
And it went really well. I mean, he paid attention to me. He listened to me.
How old is he?
Hmm?
How old is he?
He's the same age.
Okay.
We go to the same school, saw a lot of each other. And we were alike, so we had things in common. And you know, it went really, really well. And I was actually the first real girlfriend he had.
All right.
He only had two others, so I meant a lot to him. And then all of a sudden, like...
Okay, wait a minute. Boring bit. I thought teenagers were supposed to have a short attention span these days.
2 years, 12 to 14.
She's been on hold for 84 minutes. She's going to get the most out of her parents. All right, Julie, let's cut to the chase. What happened?
All of a sudden, like, I started noticing he...
No, all the way to the chase.
All right.
Well, let's fast forward to the end of the call. Thank you. All right,
he wasn't paying attention to me after that. You know, he just stopped calling me, started lying to me, saying that he was grounded and a whole bunch of stuff, and I found out it was lies because I...
And what is your question for us? We get the picture.
Okay. Well, I want to know what could have happened Like, what would have made him pull away like that?
Either
he's 15.
He's 15. He changes. He sees somebody else he likes. Something.
Let me.
That doesn't know what to say and starts making excuses.
Let me tell you something too, everybody. People in relationships do stuff without reasons all the time.
Yeah, there's no reason necessarily.
People get caught up in. But he told me he loved me, and that was just a month ago. Or he told me, you know, he never wanted to be apart from me. Why would he? Here's the reason. No reason.
Yeah.
This goes on all the time
this
when you're 15.
This is how people are.
And it goes on in your 20s, too. It hopefully slows down a little bit as you get in your later 20s and early 30s. But for some people, it doesn't. But so here's the thing. You just have to accept whatever the situation is, whatever the truth of the relationship is, and move on. And I know you're going to sit around and go, why? Don't ask that. It's just what way it is. Fine. Happened to everyone. Happened to all of us, but Brooke Burke and Brooke Burns, actually. No one named Brooke.
Yes,
Brooke Shields never happened to. There ain't anyone named Brooke. But everyone else not named Brooke, this has happened to hundreds of times.
Yep.
You just
on
move
hearing.
On.
Move on.
That's right. No one's ever dumped you, have they, Brooke? No, they have not. Look at you. I hate you. I'm dumping you.
Okay.
I'm going to dump you. Sorry, baby. I'm tired. I can't give you a reason. It's just I'm a rambling man. You know what I mean? I got to keep rambling on. I love you, but I can't stay.
It's okay.
And don't beg.
It's okay.
Don't beg.
It's actually
don't
okay.
Don't beg. You're embarrassing
you know what? It's
yourself.
Cool. It's okay.
Look at her, Drew. She's keeping a stiff upper lip.
She's a...
Do you think she should get some therapy?
Oh, yeah.
She's, do I need she's, therapy?
Yeah, she's out of touch.
Because she's in denial right now.
We didn't
she's
know
gonna,
what Bukkake meant.
She's going to crash. You're going to crash hard. Like, you're going to just be driving tomorrow, and then you're
going to
burst out
in
hysterics. But I got to let you down, all right?
All right.
I got to move on.
All right.
Because you're rambling, man.
I'm a rambling man. I wish I could
don't
stay.
Leave that part
you
out.
Must do that
but
for
I
your own
ramble.
Ego. It's okay.
All right. All right. There.
She's devastated.
Now she's been dumped. Doesn't feel so good, does it?
No.
Mark, well, everyone at work here's tomorrow. Mark?
Yes, I'm here.
You're 24?
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on a second.
What?
Sex twice a month, but that's it. That's all I'm giving you. Don't beg. Don't beg. It's pathetic. Twice a month.
Twice?
Three times a month. Tops, it's my final offer. Final offer.
Ten or nothing.
That, by the way, is what happens a lot of
five
guys,
times a month.
15.
And I want you bragging
15.
To your friends. 15. 25 times a month, but I don't want you bragging your friends about it. We can keep it on the QT.
I get where you're going. Final.
I'm a rambling
Final,
man.
Fine, I'll do it. I'll do it.
All right. Thank you. Mark?
Yes, I'm here.
You're 24?
Yes.
What's up?
First, I got to say Ace Corolla, Dr. Drew, love the show. Listen to it every night at work.
Thank you.
In Louisville.
What do you do in Louisville?
I work at the Ford Louisville Assembly Plant.
And, aren't...
the truck in the world, the Explorer.
aren't you guys supposed to call it Louisville?
Well, whatever. Louisville, I don't know. I live in Indiana, but I work over there with those Kentucky people.
And what do you do? You assemble them?
Yes, sir. What? I put on the overhead consoles and dome lights.
Ah.
Nice.
You do fantastic work with those dome lights. Can you turn that dome light on from the same knob that you turn the headlights on?
No. Dome light is a switch on the dome light that you flick to get it on and off.
Yeah, I'm hip, but can't you also turn the knob that turns the headlights on and turn it on that way too? You can with some American cars. I always like that item.
No, not with this American car. That's not going to happen.
All right. Well, you're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you. And Brooke Burke, I got to say, you are hot fly. I'm three on my top five list.
Oh, wow.
Who's on your top five? I just dumped her, by the way. So
yeah, I finally.
I heard that.
Who's on your top five, Mark?
Five would be Daisy Fuentes.
Mm-hmm.
Four would be Jamie Lynn Sigler.
Mm-hmm.
Three would be Brooke Burke.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Two is Carmen Electra.
Mm-hmm.
And number one is Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, that's a solid list.
Good list.
Who's number four again? I don't know her.
Jamie Lynn Sigler, mezzo soprano from The Sopranos.
Yeah. Well, which one is she from Sopranos?
Gotta be a blank, I guess. You don't know.
Yeah.
She's Meadow.
Oh, I see.
She looks like Catherine Zeta-Jones in that picture?
Yeah. Brooke does look like Catherine Zeta-Jones in that one picture.
That's a good list.
Over
thank
here.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. What's your question, Mark?
Yeah. Well, Brooke, I want to know, what was the wildest place you've been to while you're on Wild On, and how drunk did you get whenever you go to some places? Like, anything you couldn't put on TV or anything like that?
Yeah, because they did whip up some. They always whipped up a local cocktail.
Yeah, there
that
were
Brooke
some pretty wild
drink.
Concoctions. No, I drank the drinks.
You just drank them.
No. I definitely tried them all. Okay, two good questions. Wildest place on the planet. Oh, probably Ibiza, which is a little island off the coast of Spain, and it is the party capital of the world. People flock there for 2 months out of the year from all over.
Really?
Nude beaches, nightclubs the size of malls.
Really?
The best DJs in the world come and spin there. They used to call it the Island of Love, so you can imagine anything goes there. It's outrageous.
Yeah.
Tons of energy, just wild people, everything you can imagine, and then some. So that would be the destination. And I actually was...
That's called Ibiza?
Ibiza.
All right.
Amazing.
I may have to
place.
Ramble over that.
And you definitely need a vacation after that vacation, so be sure to book that double. And I actually was pregnant during two full seasons of Wild On, and most people didn't know that I have two little girls. So although everyone seems to think I was this wild child party girl, it was pretty far from the truth. But there was one show when I did Wild On Greece, and I was the chosen toga girl, and I was brought into the middle of this Greek circle, and I was fed about 8 shots of ouzo, and I had 12 Greek plates smashed over my head, and it was a pretty amazing, wild, crazy night.
You smash plates over your head?
They do it as a tradition, and I was like, oh yeah, you know, I'm the chosen one, I'll do this. And after all that ouzo, you know, I didn't feel much. But that was probably my one and only drunk experience on Wild On, and you can check out the show, and now that you know the story, you'll probably pay close attention and see the crazy things I did. But it was good times.
I'm putting together a theory about these cultures, like the bust plates, and for celebrations, it becomes part of the celebration. I think they're just loaded and dropped the plate, and then like looked down and looked up and said, everyone went, you're drunk. And he went, no, I did that on purpose.
I meant to do that, dude.
Exactly. And then 500 years later, now we got to bust everything.
Absolutely. Some macho Greek man.
Even worse, it's
yeah, Mustafa busted a plate 200 years ago. Now we got to do it.
Some old lady goes, bad luck. And he goes, no, good luck.
Yay!
11 more plates. There it is.
You guys are probably right.
Yeah. Fantastic. A lot of plate breaking.
We should try that in our country, right? The next mistake you make, just make it a tradition.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we got to get on board with this, throwing the brandy snifter into the fireplace and busting the plates and the Jews stepping on the glass and all that kind of stuff. We got to get the Arabs on board with this. They do too much firing of the AK-47 into the air. That's
not enough glassware.
Their form of celebration is emptying a banana clip into the sky. We got to bust some plates.
Absolutely.
I'm going to send some flatware over there. Listen, you Arabs, gather around. Hey, give me the AK-47.
No.
Step on the plate. It's more satisfying, and the bullets don't come down and kill your countrymen. It's great.
No, not all right.
All right. That's it for Brooke Burke. She's going
to
go home.
If you want to stay longer, you're welcome to.
No, I'm cutting her loose, Drew. I got to ramble.
He's dumping me. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
And don't beg. Don't beg. It's so pathetic.
One time.
30 times a month. That's it.
Okay,
that's
fine.
That's my highest sexual offer. All right, we'll get started on that. And Drew will be back in about 4 minutes.
Thanks.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. You know, Drew, I was talking to you on the phone last night.
Yeah.
After the show.
Yeah.
You know, as we were getting off the phone, I had rollers in the rear view.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What happened?
I got pulled over.
For?
Well,
speeding?
I don't know. They called it more erratic driving.
Really?
It's more erratic.
What happened?
I told the guy... I'm not going to argue with you. I'm an erratic driver, but I've been driving for over 20 years and never been in an accident. So it can't be too erratic. It doesn't mean much to them.
You had your ticket?
No.
What do you say?
Man show.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Well, he didn't say. You know, he's giving me a warning.
I see.
He's one of the good ones. That's all. It's not a good piece of
officers out
there.
He walked up to the window and said, hey, man show.
Yeah, well, it was, cops, they put the lights on.
Was
you
this
cop get off
or
the
highway patrol?
This is highway patrol, I believe.
What city was this?
This is Los Angeles.
Well, highway patrol,
it's very upsetting.
Highway patrol.
A guy like you who can afford it gets off every time.
That is not fair.
Give me a warning.
Yeah, that is not fair.
Give me a warning, a stern warning. I learned my lesson.
That's how smart cops are.
But here's my point. No, no, this had nothing to do with the man show. I'll tell you what I had to do with. Respect. I kept my hands on the wheel. Right. He came by. Little yes, sir. Little no, sir. That's okay.
Did he say man show?
He may have. He said, have a nice day, Mr. Corolla. And I never gave him my license. So I think he was a man show guy. But that's not why he did it. He did it because that's what good peace officers do, Drew. They give out warnings.
Did you say, I'll grant you I'm an erratic driver?
Yes. I said, I know I drive like an a-hole. He thought I was drunk. I said, I drive like a maniac, but I'm that good. Look at race car drivers. They're all over the place. No, I just drive, you know, I'm an efficient driver.
Like a pro.
Drive fast.
Yeah.
And people always do that. Let me say one thing, and then we got to get to the calls. But people do this with accidents all the time. They're like, oh, you're lucky. You know, you're like, I haven't been in an accident. I've been driving for 22 years, never been in an accident. Oh, you're lucky. You're lucky. Yeah, I am lucky in the sense that I've never been sitting in an intersection and just had some drunk driver or some car who's, brakes malfunction, T-bone me. Obviously, there ain't nothing you're going to do about that. I mean, if you're driving along the freeway and a light aircraft tries to crash land in your lane.
Not lucky.
You're not lucky. But I have about 5 near misses a day. I'm a good driver. That's why they're not actual. And then people get in a lot of accidents. But bad drivers. We don't seem to do that in society. We don't seem to say, this guy's never been in an accident. Must be a good driver. This person's been in a bunch of accidents. There must be a bad driver.
Right.
We don't do that. No, you just punish Drew. Were you telling me about the tortoise in the hare?
Was I saying anything about that?
Another one of my brethren was telling me that they were looking at an Allstate commercial and they had like a tortoise and a hare.
Yeah, yeah.
And they both get there at the same time. BS. You drive like a madman, you get to the airport a half hour faster. Pure and simple. Hey, you drive to Vegas, you average 20 miles an hour faster, you get there an hour and a half early.
Adam, if a plane left LAX and you drove, you get there the same time. Right?
Yeah, you drive faster, you get where you want faster. That's how it goes, everybody. That's why they call it faster. And you know what? It's a lot faster. A lot. And you know, I'm worth it. Let's do it, Drew. Let's go, buddy. Gumball rally.
Tonight?
Yeah, that's right. We rally tonight. Nicole?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up, baby doll?
I had anal sex, and I want to know if that's, if I need to get tested for that.
I'm ready to do some gambling.
Sure. I don't have my wallet with me, but yeah. It's just spiritual gambling.
Spiritual gambling. Hold on a second, Nicole. She's got the little girl voice, 14, anal sex.
Needs to be tested.
It's not about being tested.
Abusive dad, drug addict mom. There we go. Okay.
Abusive dad, drug addict mom?
Yeah.
Where's dad? He gone? Gone early.
Yeah, gone. Yeah.
Gone early. Stepdad came in?
Oh, many dads. Many, many guys. Drug addict mom.
Drug addict mom?
Yeah.
Bunch of boyfriends?
Yeah.
String of bad guys?
Yeah.
All right, then I'm just going to go opposite and say dad's around, pay zero attention to
him. Okay.
Nicole?
Yeah?
Where's your dad?
He is not here.
All right. Where is he? Florida.
He's dead.
Dead?
He's dead. Died in Florida?
No.
What'd he die of? what'd he die of?
Drug overdose?
No, he died of kidney failure.
Kidney failure.
From drug use?
No, he was born with a birth defect.
Okay. Born with a birth defect?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. How old were you when he died?
6.
Okay.
6. And did your mom remarry?
Yeah, she did. And she just divorced that guy.
Why?
Some kind of gambling thing that he did behind her back, and he lost a bunch of money.
Has she had other boyfriends?
Huh?
Has she had other boyfriends you've been exposed to?
Mm-mm.
No, just the one.
Okay. And was this guy okay to you, the gambling guy?
Yeah, we still see him.
You know, because I'm a rambling guy. We could get together. I could ramble. He could gamble.
Poetry.
You know, I told that Brooke Burke 35 times a month. That's all. No more. I got no
really?
More time for her. Sexually, that's all I got for her.
Mm-hmm.
And your mom, how is she?
Hmm?
Anything going on with your mom? Any problems with her?
We don't really get along.
Does she drink or do drugs or anything?
I drink a little bit, but...
How about her?
Not like an alcoholic or anything.
How about your mom?
She does a little bit.
What does she do?
Just like wine with friends and stuff, I guess.
But no, nothing else. Don't smoke pot all the time or take pills or anything.
No.
Was it a smoke detector?
I don't know what that was.
What you hear? Where are you, Nicole?
Huh?
You at home?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have a smoke detector at your house?
I didn't hear a smoke detector specific.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
How's the battery doing on it?
Good. Why?
It's not chirping?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Why?
Were you ever abused in any way growing up?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Who are you having anal sex with?
It was this guy I met on a cruise ship.
How old is he?
This is a foreigner.
How old is he?
He lives like in Mesa.
He lives in Mesa, Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
You met him on a cruise?
Mm-hmm.
How old is he?
16.
Oh, wow. And anal sex on the cruise ship, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Son of a bitch.
Why did you do this?
Hmm?
Why'd you choose to do this?
He kind of talked me into it, I guess. I don't know.
The cornhole soon will be making another run. The cornhole promises herpes for everyone. Set your sights for adventure, your mind on a new romance. And corn. Yeah.
Ew.
All right.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, look, where'd you cruise to, by the way?
Mexico.
All right.
Oh, boy.
All right, so...
it's a random guy. You don't know him. It'd be worthwhile getting checked out. How long did this happen?
Huh?
How long ago did this happen?
Like a month.
A month ago. And he did not wear a condom?
Hmm?
Okay. No more anal sex, and you probably didn't get anything.
Probably didn't.
There you go. All right. She got bored with her own call halfway into it. Yeah. Drew.
Yeah.
We always talk about people that were abused and all that kind of stuff, making good victims and all that. But 14-year-olds are pliable.
Yeah.
And 14-year-olds on a cruise ship in the hands of a 16-year-old who can weave his magic and knows how to manipulate and sprinkles in a couple of wine coolers can really get the job done on somebody who may not necessarily be a victim.
But it's still sort of flapping in the breeze a little bit. Dad's gone.
But listen, Drew, you think, what were you at 14?
Helpless.
You were nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Zero.
And someone could have turned you into a Shiite fundamentalist,
probably,
right?
Probably,
put on this explosive vest and go down to the mall.
Yeah.
Like, if I was 14 and a guy
you'll
worked on me a little bit.
A thousand versions waiting for you.
I just put on a TNT vest and go over to the... go over to the Sherman Oaks Gallery and blow the place up. I would have. Like, you'd have talked to me for like 20 minutes. Come on, dude. It's cool. It's cool. Really? You think so? Yeah, man. It'd be cool. You'd just go in there.
50 virgins of your choice waiting for you.
Yeah, man. Allah's going to love you, man. You're cool. What are you doing anyway? What are you doing? Going to the 10th grade? You got nothing cooking. Chicks don't like you. Parents don't know you're alive. You got zits. Put the vest on. We'll get rid of those zits. I just think I could have been talked in about anything when I was 14.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe that's what happened. Ricky?
What's up, bro?
You're 23?
Sure am.
What's happening?
Man, I got a little cool little trick that I pull, and I was wondering if Dr. Drew would tell me if I'm going to bust an O-ring or anything while I'm doing it. The thing is, I like when my girl's on top of me, right, she's laying in me chest to chest, and she knows I could rub around the rim of my nose, and like cause me to sneeze. And right when I'm about to, by the time it's going to happen, I could just pull it out, and I could just, everything just gets all tight and just squeezing. I have like a real intense orgasm, and I could shoot it all the way across the room. You know what I mean? It's really good. I was wondering if I'm messing anything up inside of me.
This guy needs to do crank anchors for you.
You're messing up the wallpaper outside of you. You time a sneeze with your orgasm.
Well, I actually don't have the time. I guess I get extra nerves or something in my nose. I could just rub around the rim or something while she's on laying on top of me.
You induce a sneeze.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
You induce a sneeze as the orgasm comes and the thing goes flying.
Exactly. And I just pull it out real quick and you know, just do that thing. And it's like really intense, like times 10 to a regular one.
Yeah, I'm going to try that when I get home.
It's just a lot of intense contraction, that's all, really.
Well, what about that, Drew? Is that, that's not going to send your jizz sailing, is it?
Well, if you have a super intense muscular contraction,
it,
you know,
it might?
Yeah.
Well, really?
I mean, it's like he could also get it by doing a clean and jerk at the same time, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Lifting a weight, you'd have the same kind of reaction, too.
Really?
But
all
who
right.
wants to do that?
I don't know who wants to. Well, Ricky wants to do it. Yeah, that's evidently. Who wants to do it.
It's good times and everything, but I just want to make sure I don't blow O-ring or something.
Nah, you're no, fine. Right. You're fine. You keep on keeping on.
All we right. just played Bakersfield.
Man's got a... he's calling from Bakersfield. Shocking. Yes. He's probably the mayor. Yeah. You got to... hey, I'm going to try this, Drew. I'll give this a shot.
The sneeze?
Yeah. I'm going to try it during the break. I need your help, though.
I know. I tell you, I don't get that bukkake stuff. I can't get it.
No, I don't mean it to me. I need to get some roofies to Brooke Burke.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
30 of them, right? 30 per month.
I don't want to kill her.
Yeah, 30 per month.
But I'm going to slow her down real good. All right, buddy?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Forget about that phone number. Let's get back to the phones. Not a lot of hot chicks in here this week.
Of course, yeah, all three nights.
Yeah, Carrie Kasem, who...
girlfriend, ex-girlfriend.
Well, we dated for many years.
Yeah, ask your wife.
It's great.
Or your wife's friend.
Yeah.
Friend,
Yeah, and not friend, just work slut from the job. I hope, I really hope she just gets hit by lightning tonight. Emily?
Yeah?
You're 13?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. What's the matter?
Yeah, I have, like, this problem, like, all these older guys are liking me, and, just my friend, Rose, she said that I'm, a innocent whore. I want to know if that's, like, bad or good, or she mean that in a good way or in a bad way.
Innocent whore?
Yeah, like, because older guys like me, and I want to know...
Older guys like you because you've developed, and you've become desirable to them.
Yeah, I guess so.
And you need how to learn how to sort of put boundaries around that, put limits on these guys coming at you if it bothers you.
I'm friends with one of them, but, like, he likes me too much, and it's just to the point where I just don't want to be, with like, around him anymore.
Good. Well, learn that if any guy over 13 is around you, he's around you because he's attracted to you.
Yeah, including your dad.
Except your dad. That'd be the only exception.
Have a dad.
You don't
have
a dad.
No, he's like somewhere else.
All right, well, that's maybe why you sort of enjoy having these older guys around and flock to you, is because it makes you feel like you're secure.
And also, I just want to say that Adam and Drew, you guys are my heroes. I think you guys are so cool. I listen to your show every single night.
Thank you.
Never miss a night.
That's great. Well, you're learning something about what you know why someone would want to keep older guys around. All right, so just be careful with that and realize they're into you because you're an object to them.
Okay.
You know, any older guy that would,
Look, I can tell you're flattered by this. Be careful.
Okay.
No sex, you understand?
Yeah, I'm like not into that kind of stuff.
Right.
Not yet.
Yeah, take it slow. You're 13.
Yeah.
But don't be alone with these older guys. Yeah, yes. Don't be alone with these older guys. Be careful with them.
Do you have a stepdad?
No, my mom just got a bad relationship with my stepdad.
Mm-mm.
Not really a stepdad, but like, yeah.
Yeah, that dude. All right, well, you're going to be kind of freaked out by guys. You're going to have a love-hate thing with them?
Sort of.
Yeah, just be careful.
Guys are like that, too touchy-touchy, I just don't like them.
All right, good.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine.
Thank you.
Hey, good times there, baby doll.
Yeah.
Good luck,
Billy. Bye-bye. Oh, boy. I tell you, I know I've said it 1,000 times, but...
takes all kinds.
We do not understand, as a society, we try to sell everyone this bill of bogus goods through all these crappy women's magazines like Cosmo and Vogue and stuff that women are, you know, they're the same as men. And No, BS. Women are wired totally differently and not in a good way. They're delicate in their wiring. They're just like some 60s British car.
Yeah.
They're like some Triumph.
Book alluded to that even.
They're not wired. They're not sturdily wired like guys. And you a-hole dads out there who basically knock chicks up, give birth to a daughter, and then hit the road, you F up your daughter. You don't F up your son. You F up your daughter.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's all right. She'll be whoring around and catch her in a porn movie one day. Fantastic. Enjoy that, you a-holes. Gail?
Yeah.
16.
Yeah.
So how do you, wait a minute. You don't spell Gail that way, do you?
Yeah, sometimes. G-A-Y-L-E, is that how you spell your name?
No, G-A-I-L.
All right, there you go.
You didn't spell it G-A-Y-L-E.
I've seen it spelled that way.
No, you haven't. You saw it there. All right, that's Gailey. What's up there, baby doll?
Nothing, I just, it's because I'm a teenage mom.
You are?
Yeah.
How old? Oh, you're 16?
Yeah.
All right.
And I don't know, it's like so many girls like think it's easy having babies, and like so many girls at my school are like, oh, I want a baby, and me and my boyfriend are planning to get pregnant, like, she wants to get pregnant. I'm like, why do you want to get pregnant for? Like, you don't even know, like, sleepless nights, you don't know about, like, I don't know, like, they just think it's, like, easy to have a baby, and it's just having a baby, and that's it.
Well, I think with a lot of people, the alternative in their eyes is nothing. Just kind of a crappy family, not much future. So what about a distraction?
That, and it's something that to love and to be loved by. And it really, I don't think people conceive of it different than a pet. The idea of it being a human being is something that doesn't really enter into your thought process.
So how are you doing, Gail?
I'm doing good. Pretty good.
You you living at home?
Yeah, I'm living at my parents' house.
Living in your parents' house. And is what about your boyfriend? Is he around?
No, but his family's around.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
And what's the deal with your boyfriend?
He's a drug addict, I guess. He just started doing drugs and stuff. And
all right. But their family, his family's being supportive?
Yeah, they support him a lot.
Okay. And what's your plan?
I don't know, just graduating high school. Like, I'm going to high school right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, like, finishing it. I'm just
finish high school, and then what do? Get a job?
Well, I'm going to keep on going to school. Probably a part-time job.
Don't go to that junior college.
No?
You're wasting everyone's time. Unless you want to be a nurse. You want to be a nurse?
I want to be, like, labor and delivery or psych tech or something.
Really? Okay, that you can do.
Yeah.
I'll let you do that. All right, if they have a problem, tell them to call me.
All right.
I'll vouch for you. All right, good. Take care of yourself. Take care of your kid. Don't get pregnant again.
No, I won't.
All right, baby doll. It's no joke, everybody. 16, cranking a kid out, for Christ's sake. Drew, you need a cup of coffee at 10 to midnight?
I'm worried about driving home.
You think you're going to fall asleep?
I'm a little bit tired. More than usual.
You drive out here with Mark?
Yeah.
Wait, is he that boring?
No,
you should fall asleep while you got a guy in the passenger seat?
Even more important that I be alert. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's no Dick Cavett, but I mean, still, he can talk to you about something, can't he? All right. He can help you define what an Asian is. That's Drew's research partner. He's Asian. He gives me the stink eye whenever I use the Chinaman thing. But I don't know that he's Chinese. Is he Chinese?
I don't know. I have to ask him.
Oh, he is. All right, sorry about that. Still, not the same as the N-word. Annie?
Anne-Marie?
Yep.
You're 25?
Yep.
What's up?
I'm normal.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be calling this show, then.
Well, what's the problem?
I love you guys. I've been listening to you guys since I was 16.
Uh-huh. Right.
I'm 25 now.
Uh-huh.
And like I was telling the person I answered the phone, I'm normal. Semi-normal. I was physically abused from the age of 5. Mm-hmm. That turned into sexual abuse at 9.
Mm-hmm.
At 16, I put the guy who did it, my stepdad, in prison.
Good job.
Got my counseling like I was supposed to. I married when I was 18. Mm-hmm. My husband is 5 years older than me. Mm-hmm. We have, one child now. But mm-hmm. I'm normal. I don't have any of the hang-ups. I do have a couple, but my husband knows what I have.
What do you have? We don't know.
Some things just bug me.
Like what?
I can't stand like when people throw their hands in my face.
Daylight, oxygen.
People touching.
Exhaling. Stuff
kissing.
Like that.
But no, just overall, generally, I mean, I listen to you guys and you're great, but my best advice to anyone who's a victim of abuse is get the counseling because you won't be screwed up forever.
Anne-Marie, that's exactly what I was going to say, is that treatment works.
It does.
That is something that is, in fact, the case. And not only does treatment work, but actualizing or finding ways to behave in a way that's not like a victim.
Right.
So to go ahead and taking action against victimizers and asserting yourself, that goes a long way to helping you. And then getting treatment, that works. Yeah.
It does. I don't know. I always thought, and they even told me, because I quit my counseling probably a year sooner than they said I should have.
but I was fine with it. But they told me, oh, you know, you should keep coming because you're just going to have this nervous breakdown, you know, in your early 20s. And I keep telling my husband, I haven't had my breakdown yet. You should be careful.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just joking around. But I don't know. I heard a lot of people tell me, oh, you know, this and that, and you'll be like this for the rest of your life, and you'll have problems with this and that. And,
that sounds like she's trying to talk herself out of it. She is getting nuttier the more she talks. Hey, Anne-Marie.
Yes.
You're doing good.
Thank you.
And even if you were doing medium, it'd still be good for what you've been through. So you're fine. You just focus on not screwing up your
kid. Right. Make sure that trauma is transmitted intergenerationally. Make sure you don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
You got to get therapy, everybody.
Yeah.
If you got screwed with. Yeah. But listen, here's the thing. It can be a good thing. Because you end up learning a few things and doing a little work when you normally wouldn't have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what happened to Anderson? He's having a seizure in there.
Anderson swallowed his tongue. True.
Oh, my God.
He's on the floor. He's having a seizure. But you're a doctor, but you're a radio show host first.
Okay,
so you stay here.
Got
stay
it.
Here.
Somebody was simulating sex with little Lauren.
Oh, really?
It was very humorous.
Junior, producer Lauren? Really?
From behind, yeah. It was bad.
Oh, really?
Brian
was doing it.
And she had no idea that was the best part.
Oh, so naughty. Summer?
Yes.
You're 24?
Yes.
Yeah, we got to go to break. You want to know if there's any kind of vaginal cosmetic surgery to tighten it?
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'm sure there is. Why?
For the sensation of the tightness, exactly.
For you or your partner?
For both.
Okay, yeah. Listen. You need to think long. I mean, here's the deal. If you have a serious anatomical problem,
yeah,
there are procedures. If you're doing it because you're a little bit screwy,
don't do
and
it.
You got an eating disorder or something.
I've got a good head on my shoulder.
Okay, well, that's what everyone
your
says.
Your boyfriend's fine with this, and you're not going to feel anything different. So why would you do this?
Why would I do it?
Is your boyfriend fine with it?
No, he's not.
Okay.
What's the problem with him?
Listen, Drew.
This guy's probably like a can of Jack or something. She's thinking that's what it is.
Look, here's the thing. We're going to answer some
Your boyfriend's screwy and you're taking it on is the thing.
Look, she's got a good head on her shoulders. She wants to be tightened up. There are procedures that can be done. As a matter of fact, she's calling from Newport Beach, and the guy who did the vaginal rejuvenation
was from Newport.
Was he from Newport?
I think he was, yeah.
He's right in that area. So there's a guy in your area that does this. It's, I don't know, get on the internet.
But if your boyfriend is not ejaculating, that's he's not having orgasm, that has nothing to do with tightness. Nothing.
Oh, look. Hey, wait, is your boyfriend having trouble ejaculating?
No. I had a baby when I was 16, and I didn't have the episiotomy.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
Shut up, Drew. Yeah. You see, you idiot. I should never listen to you. Everybody, I want to thank Brooke Burke for coming in here and being a great guest, and all those who made the show possible. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Well, let's fast forward to the end of the call. Thank you.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.